The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 196. Andy. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. Check out some great Mayberry things they've got there. And I know they'd love your business over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you each week by donations from listeners like you. So I want to thank you all for your support. And we're the Mayberry Band, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and it's great to have you with me here on the podcast. It's been a very trying week here in Mayberry. At the time we're recording this, it's been just shy of a week since Andy Griffith passed away. He passed away on Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2012, and it was a very sad day in the lives of Mayberry fans all over the country and around the world, and people have been leaving memorial messages and writing poems and sharing photos and, in general, just sharing their feelings about this entertainment legend, Andy Griffith. You know, the folks at imayberry.com, the imayberrycommunity.com, facebook.com/TAGSRWC, just about any ways you can think of, folks have been finding a way to tell anybody that would listen just what Andy meant to them. And, you know, what a legacy that is to have a man like Andy Griffith in our lives, because John mentions it in a few minutes. We're going to have a call from him where he's talking about, and I've been talking about and thinking about for so long, all of you that are listening to this podcast, all of us who are fans, we would have never known each other or had this relationship that we have as you as a listener, me as a talker, I guess, and the websites we have, we would never had all these relationships that we have with friends that are fans of the Andy Griffith Show had it not been for Andy Griffith. Now, that goes without saying, but I just want us to realize that. The Andy Griffith Show started in 1960. That's 52 years ago. And in the time since then, fans all over the country have gathered together. We've had Mayberry Days for 22 years. We've been going there to visit one another. It's almost like a family reunion. We have grown close with these friends. I've been running an online chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, for over 20 years. Without Andy Griffith and his creation of Mayberry, and just that spirit that it has, none of that would have happened. All the friends that I've made would never have come into my life, more than likely. So, wow, we've got a lot to be thankful for. And Andy Griffith, you know, I don't even know if he ever realized exactly what he had done. You know, thinking about it now, you start realizing, wow, we should have just said more about it, folks. But anyway, we got a lot of calls and we got some poems we're going to read, and this will probably be more than one episode long, but let's go ahead and hear a phone call, a voicemail that was from John. He called in to talk about Andy. So let's go ahead and hear that.
Hey Alan, it's John Lane. Just wanted to say it's a real bummer that Andy Griffith passed away. We all love Andy. We all love the Andy Show. I mean, without Andy, there wouldn't be an Andy Griffith Show. He made it. He played straight for all the characters, and he made Barney and Floyd and Gomer and Goober and all those people. You know, Tuesday was a really hard day for me. You know, Andy Griffith passed away and all, and I kept it in, but inside it was just a real fire. It was just a fireball for me Tuesday and on, and still now, just you know, I didn't know Andy, but, you know, personally, but he's, the impact of just knowing that somebody died in Mayberry, especially Andy Griffith, he, it's just sad, you know, it was just a hard time. Kept it in, but just hard for all the Mayberry fans. You left a big hole in Mayberry, can never be refilled. It was good knowing you, Andy, and I hope you have, and I know you're in heaven, that's where you belong, so all the Mayberry games waiting there for you, so just Godspeed, Andy, and God bless, Andy.
Amen. John, thanks for calling in. That was a sentiment we all had, you know, and I've got to tell you that one of the things in my mind, when Andy passed away, you know, we just lost George Lindsay Goober back in May of this same year, and then Doug Dillard 10 days later, and now Andy. And, you know, one of the pictures in my mind that I'd hoped some of these political cartoonists that always do nice cartoons about somebody like Andy or George when they pass away, I was so hoping I would see one that was, you know, Barney and Goober and Otis and Howard and all those guys that have passed on before him standing there at the gates, the pearly gates, with their fishing poles and an extra one saying, "Hey, we've been waiting on you. Let's go fishing." Just something like that in my mind. I just see that so much that when Andy left us, he went to a much better place. And, you know, I don't know what heaven's like. I know it's kind of sacrilegious. And I believe maybe somebody else said this. But, you know, if heaven was a little bit like Mayberry, I don't think it'd be too bad. You know, I think that'd be a pretty good situation to be in. We got another voicemail here from Matt. Matt's going to tell us a little bit more. So here, let's just let you hear Matt. So here he is.
Hi, Alan. I first became a fan and aware of Andy Griffith by way of the Saturday morning comedy show on the big KMOX station out of St. Louis. When we lived in that area, the Saturday morning comedy show by Jack Carney would often include some of Andy's monologues, and my brothers and I always enjoyed listening to those. And then later we discovered the Andy Griffith Show over in college and became fans. And then now I'm able to enjoy watching reruns of the show with my own kids, as well as Matt Locke, and we enjoy that together. And thanks to you, with Two Chairs in the Waiting, and the folks who do Mayberry Days and other events, we're even getting a chance to meet new friends who like the show and share similar values and tastes. So it's always fun. Anyway, that's kind of my memories of Andy Griffith. Sad to hear about his passing recently.
Yeah, so that's Matt. Matt, thanks for calling in. And there's so many ways that people have been riding in. Now, if you haven't been there, if you go to imayberry.com, currently there's a big link right there on the front page for with Andy. And you can go there. There's an area right there that's called the memorial section. Now, if you go to the memorials, it's on down the page. But if you actually go to the memorial section, you'll see memorials for all the many of the cast members that have passed away, at least since 2006 or 5, when Howard Morris passed away. But if you go there, you can leave your own thoughts about Andy. And there have been people writing in. It's already the second page of stuff. They've written in poems, just notes about how much they love Andy, how they first got to know Andy. There's family, there's members there saying, you know, I had a dysfunctional home, and Andy Griffith just meant so much to me. There's just all kinds of things there. If you'd like to go as a fan and read and leave a note, you can do that as well. But you just go to imayberry.com and you'll be able to find the link right there to the memorial to share your thoughts and leave your thoughts there. And that's kind of a therapeutic thing, I believe, to allow people to go in there and do that. And I just really encourage you to go and check it out and read it, because again, this one man, how many lives did he touch and how many people has he affected throughout his career? So let's go back and hear another one. We've got, this one's from Robbie. So let's hear what Robbie has to say.
Hey, Alan. This is Robbie from Oklahoma. I was calling about Andy Griffith passing away. Man, that's just, it's just sad to hear that he passed away. I remember watching him as a kid. Ever since I was little, probably about 7 or 8, I watched that show. And I still watch it today, and I'm watching the reruns on TV Land. And I love the website, and I've joined on Mayberry.com. All the people on there are really nice. They treat you great and everything, and it's just like family. That's the way it ought to be. Keep up the good work, man, and thanks, Alan Newsom, for creating this website for all of us to come to that love the show and enjoy it.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Robbie. I appreciate it. Now, I did the website, but again, it had never happened had it not been for Andy. Andy was the reason all this happened. I was a fan of the Andy Griffith Show and wanted to learn to do websites. And so what did I pick? I picked to do a website about the Andy Griffith Show. So I definitely agree with Robbie saying that it's like a family. Mayberry fans are, I don't know, they're different. And it's a good different. But we care about each other, and I think that's part of the spirit of Mayberry itself, that Andy has said before that Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Show, why was it so popular? It's because it was based on love. And he said the characters loved one another, and they looked out for one another, and they went that extra mile. And that's the spirit of Mayberry. And I think you still see that even today, luckily, and on these websites, and when we have the events and get together, or people have chapters, they get together and meet, they all get to share in that little bit of the spirit of Mayberry. And wow, Andy, thank you so much for it. Let's hear from, I think it's Scott from down in Birmingham. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, this is Jack Scott from Birmingham, Alabama. I was just calling to leave a comment about Andy Griffith. I think to me, I think to everybody that grew up with the show, has seen all the shows, or, you know, you basically feel like yesterday you just basically felt like a member of your family passed away, and that's the way Andy was with my family, and not just him, but the whole cast. It's like you lost a family member, but, you know, those times still going to have a part in your life through the shows and the reruns and things he said and lessons that were taught through the shows. And so I'm glad that we still have those shows to hold on to, praying for his family and for everybody that knew him and the sad time. He was a great man and just was a legend in so many ways. Thank you so much, and thank you, sir, for all you did. Thank you.
Amen. Wow, he was a legend. And it was Jack Scott from down in Birmingham. Thank you for calling in and just sharing some of your thoughts. And it's really amazing. Now, we got two more phone calls, but I want to go ahead and read a little bit so you won't have to hear me read, you know, all together. I'm going to read, first off, a fellow that's on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. His name's Vic Frisky. And he wrote into there and he said, you know, I don't know what I can say that hasn't already been said. He said, yeah, I called him, talking about Andy, the last of the great TV actors on one site and really got beaten down. I guess not everyone feels the same way I do or the friends here on the Who's Mess Up the Bulletin Board chapter feel. I believe he was right, actually. That being said, I'd like to dedicate this offering to the last of the great TV actors. And he titled it The Andy Griffith Show. Here's what he wrote. He said, the writers wrote and the actors spoke, and Andy's philosophy rang out loud and true. Do good, my friends, unto others as they would have done, as you would have others do unto you. If I could read right, it'd be better. You never know when you speak a word just exactly where it will go. It may break a heart of a true friend or rekindle memories of long ago. I thank the writers who wrote from the heart as though they were writing classic prose. For as the years slowly fall, we have memories to recall. As we watch the Andy Griffith Show, you never can tell from an act you may do just exactly what effect there may be. Yet their joy we have shared from our easy chair, our joys we found in Mayberry. There are friends we will meet and those we will greet as a long life's highway we go, but no truer friends abound than in that Mayberry town as we watched on the Andy Griffith Show. Thank you, Andy. Sad to see you go, but we have memories to carry us on. And that's from Victor. Man, thank you for that, Victor. That was awesome. Let's hear one more phone call. And then I've got a poem that was written by Ben Sandifer I want to read you. It's good as well. So this is coming from Tom. So let's hear what Tom has to say.
Well, Al, I guess you know that you're a real Indigipus fanatic when your son comes in, talks to his mother and says, I need to tell Dad something, but he's sitting down. I want to make sure he's not got no sharp object in his hands. And then he told me about the death of Andy Griffith. So it's really good to be part of this Andy Griffith show club. And I'm sort of going to miss Andy Griffith. But you know something? We still have him on DVD. And we've got this podcast, which is really great. And I'm so thankful for all of this. And so, yeah, like I said, our stars may be gone, but you know something? They're still with us because we got them on video.
Hey, man. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for calling in. Now, Tom's audio is a little hard to hear. Hopefully, you could hear all that. I did my best to clean it up, but I felt like what he said was so true. You know, we've got Andy on video, and he's always going to be there with us. So let me read this. This is called Heaven's New Sheriff, and this is from Ben Sandifer. Now, Ben does the Solid Gold Sock Hop podcast and does a great job. And he's contributed before to Two Chairs No Waiting with some stuff from Christmas time, as you may remember. But that was Ben. Anyway, let me read this to you. This is awesome. Heaven's New Sheriff. Heaven's New Sheriff arrived today, and we must say goodbye. He'll go right through the pearly gates with no gun, hat, or tie. Maybe any friends he'll see again, some there for a while. Others are new, like the darling boy on banjo and Goober Pyle. His first stop is a barber shop where Floyd needs just one chair. He's glad to see the sheriff again. He's always had great hair. Then he'll be welcomed by the band that now plays on the beat. They don't even need the substitutes from the band of Freddie Fleet. His deputy held down the fort, and now he has his chief. Though there are no moonshine stills, not even a chicken thief. Up here, there's no need for guns or power to exert. But just in case, his bullet's still in the pocket of his shirt. And Otis might stop by to show the sheriff that he's sober. In his new eternal home, his drinking problems are over. Down the street he'll go, and maybe Briscoe he will meet. And in this place, his radiator doesn't even overheat. Then on to his front porch he'll go and pick and sing a song. Aunt Bee's cooking up a feast, and supper won't be long. She's always made enough to feed an entire neighborhood. And heaven even makes her homemade pickles taste quite good. Then he'll relax in his favorite chair or walk around in his socks, unless Ernest T. should come around with a sack of heavenly rocks. When our days on earth are done and we're all head that way, heaven will be a better place because the sheriff arrived today. That's from Ben Sandifer. Thank you, Ben. Ben agreed to let us share that here on the podcast, and that was very touching. He wrote it the day Andy passed away and actually sent it to me. And that's a very fitting tribute for Andy. Now, I've got one last voicemail that I want to play for you. And this is from Trey Miller. And it's pretty long, but I really thought that Trey captured what so many of us have felt throughout the last several days. And we'll probably visit this again next week or in the weeks to come as we talk about Andy and where he's gone and, you know, how we're handling it. But let's hear from Trey. So, Trey, thanks for calling, and here's Trey.
Hi, Alan. This is Trey Miller. I just wanted to say a few things about Andy Griffith. I know I shared my story a few years ago about that cold January day in 2009 in Raleigh, North Carolina, when I got to meet my favorite actor and take his hand and talk to him, and I saw that famous smile on his face. And the last few days, I've just been thinking about how lucky I was to actually get to talk for Andy for a few minutes in both of our lives, and that he actually saw that I existed in this world, and that his show meant something to a young 19-year-old boy. But what else I wanted to say is Monday evening, I was around the swimming pool enjoying the sun when a scene from the Andy Griffith Show pops in my head. It's the scene where Barney is singing "Oh My Barney," and Andy sneaks into the courthouse and finishes the song and makes Barney all mad. So I went to YouTube because I had to watch it out by the pool. So I watched this and enjoyed it. And then that led me to another video from the show where he's singing "There Is a Time" on the front porch to his cousin, that pretty girl that came and stayed with him in one episode. And he's singing "There Is a Time." And as I was listening to Andy sing there, a thought popped in my head while I was out by that pool. And it said, knowing that, you know, George Lindsay had died in May and Doug Dillard, I thought, when Andy dies, Trey, this world's going to be a little sadder to you. Well, later that night, I went to my room, and I have two autographed pictures of Andy. They were on my wall, and I looked at them, and it put a smile on my face. And I went to sleep Monday night. Never knew what I'd wake up to. My mom come into my room and said, "Oh, Trey, I got something sad to tell you." And she said, "Andy." And I said, "Oh, no, don't tell me Andy died." And sure enough, of course, he did. Of course, I cried and everything because I feel like I lost a family member because I've been a fan so long of his and just love the guy. I just want to say to Andy, thanks for entertaining this world. Thanks for the legacy you've left us. I will enjoy you for the rest of my life on your shows and movies. And thanks for just being you. Thanks.
Wow. That was a great voicemail. Thank you, Trey, for sharing that with us. And you could definitely tell that was from his heart. Trey, if you don't remember that story, Trey had traveled all the way to North Carolina when he found out Andy was going to be up there at an event, and he got to meet Andy at that. So that was a big point in his life, and Trey, that really, really meant a lot. Well, folks, we're out of time for this episode of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, and there is so much left to be said about Andy and how he's impacted so many lives. I don't know how we're going to handle this going forward on the podcast, but I definitely want to encourage you to call in at 888-684-8415 and leave us your thoughts and comments. I know people would love to hear that. People like to hear from you. You're the fans of the show. We all are. And we enjoy hearing, you know, what Andy meant to you and what things mean to you that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. So I definitely encourage you to give me a call. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. There's a lot of ways you can get in touch with me, and I definitely want to encourage you to do that. You can go by our Facebook page. We have a Facebook fan page of Two Chairs No Waiting that you can go by, and it's facebook.com/twochairs. There's just all kinds of ways you can get in touch with us, and I definitely want to encourage it. Now, this week, we're going to end the show a little different. Now, granted, this was not about Andy at the time, but I wanted to end the show with, just this, this song that was Barney and Andy singing to Otis. But I think it's very fitting to end our show on tonight. So, folks, we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.
For Otis. We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair. We shall linger to caress him when we breathe our evening's prayer. We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair. We shall linger to caress him when we breathe our evening prayer.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.